The future is uncertain for CTN. That's the public affairs network that covers the Connecticut legislature and government. The service began its broadcasts in 1999. WSHU's Ann Lopez reports.
The future of CTN is uncertain because the state legislature has not renewed its contract with the nonprofit group that runs CTN. Also, lawmakers slashed funding for the service in the new state budget from $3.2 million to $1.6 million. William Bavakwa was the vice president of administration for CTN. He accuses lawmakers of wanting to use CTN to promote their personal agenda rather than the public good.
We ran it for as long as we did because we had a commitment to performing a transparency and accountability function, which starts with the premise that the elected leaders at whom the cameras are pointed should not be the ones deciding where the cameras point.
On Friday, Democratic Governor Daniel Malloy tried to salvage the situation by offering $400,000 from the executive branch to keep the service going. He also urged the judicial and legislative branches of the government to do the same. In the meantime, Bavakwa says it appears the Office of Legislative Management that oversees CTN has begun to make moves to run the service by itself. Ann Lopez, WSHU News.